Welcome to 2020 Talks, where we track the 2020 elections in uncharted territory.
John firmly focused on the future, on how to inspire the next generation to join the fight for justice. And his quote, to find a way to get in the way.
The first Black lawmaker to lie in state in the Capitol Rotunda, civil rights icon John Lewis. Yesterday, in death, the late Georgia congressman received one of America's highest honors. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell both gave remarks.
When asked what someone can do who is 19 or 20 years old, the age that he was when he set out to desegregate Nashville, Lewis replied, "A young person should be speaking out for what is fair, what is just, what is right."
Before the ceremony, the House voted unanimously to rename the Voting Rights Advancement Act, H.R. 4. Alabama Representative Terry Sewell, a Selma native, spearheaded the bill last December.
"The biggest thing that we can do is rename H.R. 4. We should call it the John Robert Lewis Voting Rights Act of 2020 and fully restore the Voting Rights Act of 1965. That is the legacy of John Lewis."
Lewis last appeared publicly in early June at the Black Lives Matter Plaza in Washington, D.C., near the start of ongoing protests over racism and police brutality. Since then, law enforcement has been violently clashing with protesters. There have been outcries against federal agents the Trump administration sent to Portland, Oregon, and more are on the way, according to the Washington Post.
"The intent of the administration's deployment of federal agents in Portland appears to be to stifle speech that the president doesn't like."
Dina L. Malawani is an attorney with nonprofit Protect Democracy. They filed suit yesterday against the Trump administration's deployment of federal agents to the city.
"It's important to check this unlawful administration policy now before it's allowed to spread to other cities across the United States."
The president separately sent agents to Kansas City, Missouri, Albuquerque, New Mexico, and Chicago, Illinois last week to help solve violent crime, he says. The DNC platform committee approved a proposal yesterday to be voted on at next month's convention. So far, over 350 delegates, mostly former Bernie Sanders supporters, some Biden's, pledged to vote against any platform unless there's a Medicare for All plank. Dr. Abdul El-Sayed was on the Biden-Sanders task force. He supports Medicare for All, particularly with today's high unemployment.
"We have a for-profit healthcare system that's left 27 million more people without healthcare because we attach healthcare to jobs. Our hospitals were facing COVID-19 even as they were battling bankruptcy because of the way that our system demands profit motives."
Trump and Biden's first chance to debate live will be in Cleveland, Ohio in September, co-hosted by Case Western Reserve University and Cleveland Clinic. Yesterday, Notre Dame University in Indiana withdrew as host site, citing coronavirus health precautions. From Pacifica Network and Public News Service, I'm Lily Bolke. Thanks for listening at pacificanetwork.org and publicnewsservice.org.